We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Kevin Holden from CBS 58, who is now, kind of joining us and hanging out with us for a few minutes, talking some baseball. So, Kevin, we were asking a little while ago, the last couple of segments of the program, The multiple choice question for the crew. They have won games primarily because of the A, addition of Kanan Yelich, B, the back end of the bullpen, C, the underrated starting rotation, or D, manager Craig Counsell. I'll ask you the same question.
Oh, you just pointed out four really good reasons. That's one of those put them in order and they might all count sort of things. I think if you look at the core of this, though, it's Kanan Yelich to me, and it's nothing against the bullpen, because the bullpen's been fantastic. But the point is, Ryan Braun has been ineffective. Eric Thames was hurt for a lot of the year, and Domingo Santana's in AAA. So this outfield depth that the Brewers thought they had wasn't really there. And Kane and Yelich have been able to mask that a little bit. We thought they had too many outfielders. It turns out they have just enough, and Kane and Yelich have been stars at two of the three outfield positions. They, to me, are the two best players in the franchise right now.
So, look, moving forward, we know that the Brewers lose out on the Manny Machado sweepstakes. Now what? What direction would you go if you were the Brewers?
I still, and I know they're going to try to get something in terms of middle infield help. I know Brian Dozier's a guy they've been talking about, and that wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't cost as much, certainly, as Machado would have cost this team. But to me, it's still, If you're making this run, if you are talking about 2018 as the year that you want to go in and not just be competitive, but win a playoff series, maybe win a couple of them, you got to go get a frontline starting pitcher. That conversation for me still has not changed. Now, usually the rebuild process sort of caps with the addition of an all-star pitcher. The Cubs got Aroldis Chapman, and then they won their World Series, and the Astros got Justin Verlander, and then they won their World Series. So I don't know if the Brewers are in that position yet. I don't know if an ace pitcher makes them a World Series winner right now. But if you're trying to get to that level right now, then that's the thing you've got to do. You've got to go see if the Mets will give you Jacob deGrom, and you're going to have to offer up everything. You're going to have to pack up Colorado Springs in a box and send it to the Mets for this guy. But if that's what you want to do, if you want to be competitive now, to me, that's still the number one thing. You need a frontline starter, the way Sabathia carried this team and the way Greinke carried this team.
Do you think Orlando Arcia has maybe turned it around? He's hitting .322 overall right now down in Colorado Springs. He's got a .429 on-base percentage. He's got a slugging percentage of .458 and an OPS of .886. Do you think sending him down has gotten him to turn it all around? Or do you think you just leave him down there for a while longer to see if indeed this is more than just a mere apparition?
The thing about Arcia is he first of all is an incredible defensive player, but was at one time this sort of, you know, future package. The Brewers could see a guy who'd hit some home runs and swing a pretty good bat, plus that gold glove type defense. And the truth is, I don't know if all of that is left Arcia. I think a couple of months in the minor leagues, or a month, or however long we're looking at, has been pretty good for him. And maybe it's just a kind of a nice wake-up call. Now, I don't know how much to read into the numbers with the thin air in Colorado and the Pacific Coast League and all the things that go on there. Those sound to me like the numbers of a guy who's ready to come back up. If you had a young player with those offensive numbers and a gold glove type on defense at a position of need, you'd want to bring him back, or you want to bring him up. And I think in Arcia's case, it's pretty soon, I think it'll be time to bring him back and see if he's better. The truth is, if he hits better, this is the same for Domingo Santana. If both of them hit better, if they hit the way they're capable of hitting, it kind of functions like a trade deadline addition. The offense has struggled at the bottom part of the order. The answers might be in their own system with Arcia and Santana if they can turn it around.
I was going to ask you the same thing about Santana. Santana hitting .281 down there right now with an OPS of .868. and he's been playing very much better. The other concern is Brett Phillips has not been able to figure out AAA. He's still hitting .240. His OPS is .742. While not bad, it's not great. On base percentage of .331, but he has not been able to figure out consistently minor league pitching, has he?
No, and it's unfortunate because I think there was a time maybe 2 years ago where you would look at Phillips at the age that he was at then as one of the top prospects, a guy that could come up and be a superstar in the big leagues. But you know, the way it works, you know, that two extra years of age, and if he hasn't improved facing the minor league pitching, you start to go, okay, well, what is Brett Phillips going forward? I mean, the arm in the outfield is tremendous, and you see little sparks of the other things, but I don't know. When I think of the outfield in the future for this Brewers team, I don't necessarily see Brett Phillips in it. And I think 2 years ago, I saw him as one of maybe the most talented outfielders the Brewers had. It's unfortunate. And I still, based on his earlier numbers, think that there's a chance for him to turn it around. But the light has faded a little bit for Phillips. And it doesn't help that the Brewers have so many outfielders. I think his path to Milwaukee is kind of blocked right now.
Talking with Kevin Holden from CBS 58, the sports director over there. So now, you know, obviously the Dodgers have made a move, and here comes Machado in to face the Brewers, luck being what it is right now. The Brewers' losing streak and the fact that out of the last 43 games, they're three games under .500 since May 29th, is all of this concerning, or is it just a byproduct of some guys that have had some subpar years, guys that have been sent down, injuries that have accumulated, and that really, as Brewers fans, we don't have anything to worry about? They should be right there before it's all said and done.
I have always been, or in a lot of cases, I've been kind of the optimist. I've been the one that says, don't read anything into a week or don't read anything into a series. But I'm kind of on the fence right now, because partially because 2018 starting to feel a little more like 2014 to me. I still think this is a better team and a much better future, obviously, than what 2014 was. But in 2014, we sat there after the Brewers swept the Dodgers in L.A. That was mid-August. And we thought that maybe the Brewers would be the best team in the National League that year. And they went Wile E. Coyote. I mean, they went down off that cliff and held the yipe sign, and they were gone. And I hope that that doesn't happen to this team. There's a lot of stuff, though, in the last week and a half that leaves you for a little bit of concern. The offense, people were saying, you know, they weren't scoring enough or they weren't getting enough from the bottom of the order, and I thought, well, that'll turn around. I don't know. The bottom of the order has still struggled, and they've been trying options there, and it hasn't necessarily worked for them. The bullpen has been a huge plus, and there's that little streak of me that worries that maybe one or two of those guys don't have the same second half that they have in the first half. I'm not trying to be a pessimist about this, because this is still a competitive team to me, but there's a streak, at least, in me that's a little concerned that 2014 is at least, I don't know, you want to say on repeat, because that was a whole like franchise changing thing, but there, in other words, that second half collapse that they had in 2014, I'm a little 50-50. It might happen again.
Do you think Dozier coming from the Twins organization would be a good move for the Brewers?
It's a nice one. The thing is that VR has sort of been this in-between guy. He's not the 2016 VR. He's not the 2017 VR. But you can move him around a little bit if Dozier comes in. Dozier fits well. He's a guy that I thought this is interesting. Three players between 2015 and 2017 have 100 homers and 100 doubles, and he's one of them. And the other two were superstar players, Machado and I think maybe Mike Trout or someone like that. So Dozier is a power guy. He'll give you extra base hits, and he'll give you home runs. And the way the Brewers lineup is set, Dozier can even bat a little farther down in the order. He fits that issue of not getting production from the five spot down. If Dozier hits six for you and hits home runs for you and hits doubles for you, drives in runs for you, that might spark something for this team. So that combined with what they would have to give up, which is not as much as a Machado type guy, that'd be great. I think if the Brewers go for Dozier, I'd like to see him get Eduardo Escobar too. Make it a two-for deal, and now you've got a couple of guys you can play with in the middle infield. It's actually a pretty good trade for the Brewers.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they can get a couple of different pieces that are going to bolster this team, I'm all for it. I just – You know, I know there's people that say, well, they need that arm. So you got to put all your chips into the middle of the table for DeGrom because he's controllable for 2 years, so why not go ahead and do it? And I don't think they're going to get rid of DeGrom. Then there's Syndergaard, and he's had some arm issues, so I wouldn't want to put everything out there for Syndergaard because of some of the problems that he's had in the past. You look at Dozier, you look at different things, that different options that have been out there. I just think I keep going back to some general manager speak, and when you've got a hole or two, you go for it. When you've got three or more, you kind of hedge your bets a little bit. You try to get better, but you don't mortgage the farm to get better. I mean, are you of the same ilk at this point?
Yeah, that's a good way to approach it, a good way to talk about it. And the truth is, what the Brewers did after 2011 was they felt they had, you know, one or two pieces that they needed. So they went out and spent money to get some free agents and did what they had to do to acquire pieces. But those pieces turned into guys like Kyle Loesch and Matt Garza. And the Brewers don't need to chase right now. They are in a position where, taking this thing from 2018 to long term, David Stern spent a couple of years building up the minor league portion of this franchise and doing so very well. But the truth is, the guys he brought into the minor leagues, we haven't seen the fruits of that labor. It's too soon to see the fruits of that labor. When they did this rebuild in Houston, they were 100-game losers for 3 years. So it's easy. You just brought your guys from the minor leagues. It didn't matter. You're going to lose 100 games anyway. This is a tougher position for Stearns, a tougher position in this rebuild because they've been better sooner. So he has to make a call whether he's going to sort of abandon what's in that minor league system that we haven't seen yet. And I don't know if I'm 100% ready to do it. I like the idea of competing in 2018, but I like better the idea of this guy who values hitting so well, like he has such a good valuation system for what makes a good hitter. I want to see what his minor league prospects look like. So I don't know if I want all of them traded away. I know I literally just said go trade the world for DeGrom, but I also kind of like to see what some of these guys will do when Stearns, you know, prospects make it to the major leagues.
Hey, one more thing, and that is the fact that they're in on the Machado deal, that they were there, that they were at the table. Does that signify the end of this rebuild?
Yeah, it might. To me, there was a mild bit of surprise there, but a whole lot of sort of like eager anticipation. I think I might have giggled a couple of times because, honestly, 3 years ago when Carlos Gomez and Mike Fiers were traded and this rebuild began, I thought, well, when are you going to see relevant baseball in Milwaukee again? And the fact that they're not just at the table, but as you mentioned, one of the top competitors. Yesterday when that deal for Machado hit a snag, there was a moment where I thought, well, the Brewers might end up getting this guy anyway, and that's got to be enticing for Brewers fans because if you're already at relevant baseball this early in the process, you can ask Houston how long and painful this process was. It makes me think that, I think the word rebuild may be over. Stearns has found good guys on offense, and he's not afraid to get in there and make offers for superstars, which means you're going to be relevant in 2019 and 2020. This isn't a down cycle. This is the start of an up cycle.
Kevin, always good to chat with you, buddy. We will talk again soon, okay?
Much appreciated, Bill. Have fun. I'm going to go look at this thing in the sky before it goes away for the winter, that big bright thing.
Yeah, I know. I got to get as much of it as you possibly can and get a little color alongside. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. See ya. There you go. That's Kevin Holden from CBS 58, our sports reporter over there, the anchor over there, and always good to get him on the air and talk a little baseball with us. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. By the way, Kevin's going to be doing some fill-in work for me when I'm gone. Today I'm going to be done after this, be gone for 10 days, and then back a week from this coming Monday. So look for a lot more of Kevin Holden.
He's going to be doing every show with me.
Is he really?
Everyone.
I didn't know that.
Usually, you know, when you're gone, when you take this time off, we usually rotate between, you know, three or four guys, but it's just Kevin and I for the next six shows or whatever it is.
There you go.
So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I know
that's a whole lot of Kevin Holden.
I know. Hopefully it's not too much Kevin Holden, but I think most people love Kevin Holden. I don't really, we all have our haters, Bill. I don't think Kevin Holden has any haters.
No, I don't think he does either. Kevin's a good guy. Kevin's a genuinely good guy. So Kevin Holden is going to be filling in the entire time I'm gone. There you go.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.